Here are the Adirondack Mountains. Here are the murmuring pines, the leafy glades. Here are the cool, bubbling streams. And here in this mountain paradise are two prize fighters trying to knock each other's brains out. They're sparring away in the training ring. The one in the blue trunks is Joe Pendleton, contender for the championship of the world. And that man at the ringside in the battered derby is his trainer, Max Corkle.
Okay, Joe, that's enough. Cut it out. Inside for a rubdown.
Aw, come on, Maxie. I only had 5 rounds. Can't I have a couple more?
You heard me. I said that's enough now. Save some of that for Murdoch.
Hey, how'd I look, Maxie?
Just fair. Not enough speed.
Go on. I'm in the pink. Breakdown, Maxie. Who's your favorite fighter?
Stop your clowning. Look, Joe, I decided to finish training in New York, so we'll break camp right after lunch.
Yeah? Oh, that's great. I can fly myself down this afternoon, huh?
Listen, Joe, do me a favor, will you? Leave that plane of yours up here and take the train down. Would you do that?
What can happen to me when I got the lucky saxophone along? Hey, where is it? Where's my sax?
Here it is, Joe.
Ah, thanks, pal.
Joe, I don't like this flying business. The way we're sitting now with two weeks of the greatest fight of your life and on the way to the championship, why take chances?
Oh, yeah? Fine thing. Me, known as the flying pug. The papers will all say, flying pug takes train. Fine thing.
Joe.
I'll meet you in New York at the gym tomorrow. Hey, Maxie, how about a little of your favorite tune, huh?
Not now, Joe. This is serious, Joe. Oh, Joe, that's awful. Will you please lay off? Will you lay off?
Hey, what's going on? What's the matter with this? Hey, What the? Hey, come on, baby. Straighten out. Come on. Don't give me that stuff. Hey, come on. Come on! Listen, what's going on? Where am I? That's all I want to know. Where am I?
Now, I've explained all that.
You've explained nothing. What am I doing here? A couple of minutes ago, I was flying over New Jersey.
Well, you aren't in New Jersey now, Mr. Pendleton. Your plane crashed.
Listen, if I ain't in New Jersey, where am I? And who are you?
I am messenger number 7013. My mission is to take care of all dead persons in my territory.
Huh? Dead? Who's dead?
You are, Mr. Pendleton.
You're screwy. I never felt better in my life. I'm in the pink. How can I be dead?
Mr. Pendleton, look around you. Does this look like the Earth?
No. All I can see around is clouds.
Have you ever walked on clouds before?
No. And furthermore, I don't like it. So get me out of here.
Oh, no. We can't leave just yet, Mr. Pendleton. You see, this is the halfway point, the stopover for new arrivals from the world.
Listen, you don't make any sense at all. You must be a little cranked. I'm due in New York. I gotta get there. Well, where can I find a taxi?
There are no taxis here, as you can see, sir.
Hey, who are all those people over there?
Oh, they're the new arrivals, sir. They're waiting to be checked off the list.
Yeah? Well, I hope they all ain't as screwy as you. I'll find out about this thing.
Oh, Mr. Pendleton, come back!
Messenger 424 reporting, sir. 9 passengers.
Check their names against this list and then proceed.
Yes, sir.
Hey, who's in charge around here? Where's the boss?
Oh, Mr. Pendleton, will you stop this commotion?
What's the trouble?
Oh, Messenger 7013 reporting, sir. No trouble at all.
No trouble yet, but there's gonna be. Are you the boss here?
Oh, Mr. Pendleton, a little more respect. This is Mr. Jordan.
Oh, Mr. Jordan, huh? Well, look, Mr. Jordan, I want to get a taxi to New York, and quick.
What's the meaning of this?
Oh, it's a very difficult case, sir. Fought me tooth and nail all the way up here.
Fought her. How do you like that? Listen, Mr. Jordan, don't waste your time listening to this comic. You know what she keeps telling me? She keeps telling me I'm dead.
I'm afraid you are.
Are what?
Dead.
Ah, you too, huh? You're just as crazy as she is.
Oh, Mr. Pendleton, now please.
What's his name?
Pendleton Joseph.
No, you even got that balled up. I'm Joe Pendleton, not Pendleton Joseph.
Oh, for heaven's sake, be quiet.
Pendleton. No, I don't see his name on my list.
Well, I can't be on any list.
What's your occupation? Musician?
Musician? What if I gave you the idea I'm a musician?
Well, that instrument you're carrying.
Oh, that? Oh, that's my sax. That's just a hobby, like flying. Look, I'm Joe Pendleton, the flying pug, they call me. I'm a prize fighter.
You were a prize fighter.
There's no Pendleton Joseph listed.
There, you see? What did I tell you?
Mr. Sloan, contact the registrar's office, will you? Ask them for everything they have on Pendleton Joseph.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm trying to tell you, I'm not ready for this place yet. I've never felt better in my life. I'm in the pink.
Strange, but he isn't on the list.
Oh, now, really, sir, it isn't possible he could have survived. Why, he was hurtling to Earth at the speed of a meteor.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have crashed. I'd have pulled the ship out somehow if you'd left me alone.
Oh, quiet!
Messenger?
Oh, yes, Mr. Jordan?
Am I to understand that you took this man out of that plane before it crashed?
Yeah, that's what she did.
Yes, sir.
Unpardonably presumptuous.
Yes, sir. Oh, but there he was, sir, just plummeting earthward. I wanted to spare him the agony of crashing, so I just...
That's enough, please. You're new here, aren't you?
I am, yes, sir. I was put on only this morning.
I thought so. Overzealousness. Out for record collections.
Mr. Jordan?
Yes?
On Pendleton Joseph, the record says that both of his parents are happily withdrawn and awaiting his arrival. Joseph is scheduled to join them on the morning of May 11th, 1992.
1992? Why, that's 10, 20, why, that's 50 years from now. What did I tell you?
It seems you were a little premature.
50 years to go yet. You certainly pulled a goof this time.
Oh, Mr. Pendleton, I feel I owe you an apology.
I'll tell the world you do. Oh, never mind. We all make mistakes. There's no harm done. Just forget about it and take me back.
Take you back?
Naturally. Take him back. Return him to the body out of which you so indiscreetly snatched him.
Yeah, make it snappy. Well, glad to have met you, Mr. Jordan. And thanks for straightening everything out for me.
Not at all.
I'll be seeing you 50 years from now, if you're still on the job.
I will be.
Well, come on, let's go.
Mr. Pendleton, if you don't mind, I'm the one who says let's go. Let's go.
Listen, I've got to see Mr. Jordan.
Oh, you're going to see him. Now just control yourself, Mr. Pendleton.
I thought I was out of this place for keeps. Here I am again, storming around on the clouds.
Is there anything wrong?
Oh, Mr. Jordan.
Hello, Mr. Jordan.
I didn't expect to see you for 50 years, Mr. Pendleton.
Oh, Mr. Jordan, something terrible has happened.
I'll tell him. You keep quiet. Now look, Mr. Jordan, we go down there to New Jersey, but my body ain't in the plane. And then we go to Corkle's place. My body ain't there either. Finally, I find out what's happened. Well, you two kept me up here gabbing. That Corkle gets my body out of the plane and has me cremated.
Cremated?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, it's deplorable, Mr. Jordan. I feel just ghastly.
How do you think I feel? Wait till I see that Corkle. He can't go around burning me up and get away with it.
Very bad. This complicates everything.
Oh, I have an idea, Mr. Jordan. Couldn't we have him reborn?
Nothing doing. I'm not going to go through that again.
Well, I see I'll have to take personal charge of this. Come along, Joseph.
Huh? Oh, wait a minute. Where to?
Why, I'm taking you back to Earth.
But you can't. Didn't I just tell you? I haven't got a body anymore.
What of it? I'll get you another body.
Huh? You'll do what?
Another body?
That's what I said. Come along, Joseph.
Now, wait a minute. What kind of deal is this? You can't go shoving just anybody's body off on me. Not on your life. I put in 10 years getting that body in the pink.
But, Joseph, it's gone. Your body doesn't exist any longer.
But, Mr. Jordan...
Now, Joe, you shall have your choice of 1,000 bodies. All excellent specimens. I promise we'll keep looking until we find a body you like. Now, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Well, I don't want any more than what's coming to me. I just want what I was and what I was going to be. No more, no less. I expect you to make good, Mr. Jordan.
I'll do my best. Come along.
Goodbye, Mr. Pendleton. Good luck.
Oh, that sounds mighty weird coming from you. You know, I thought that messenger gal was good at getting around, but you're terrific, Mr. Jordan. Russia, Australia, South Africa, and now New York. How do you do it?
Well, that's a trade secret, Joe.
Yeah?
Joe, we've made 130 stops. I've offered you the cream of last week's crop, and you turned up your nose at the lot.
Yeah, but there wasn't a decent physique in the whole bunch, Mr. Jordan. You can't slip me a second rater. You gotta remember, I was in the pink.
That is becoming a most obnoxious color, Joe. Now don't mention it again, please.
Okay, I won't. Where's the next stop?
The next stop is that house across the street.
Oh, yeah? Hey, pretty snazzy place, isn't it? What do we size up in there?
The owner, Bruce Farnsworth.
Well, look, I can't go into a place like that. I mean, well, you gotta dress up a little, you know?
Joe, I've explained it 20 times. No one can see us, and no one can hear us. We are invisible, Joe.
Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting. Well, let's take a look at this bird. You know, Mr. Jordan, I'll never get used to this.
To what, Joe?
Walking through walls. It ain't natural. What's the dope on this Farnsworth guy?
Well, he's about your age and fairly husky.
About my age and he's got a joint like this? He must be rolling in dough.
He inherited it, Joe.
Oh, well set up?
Oh, quite. Played polo a while back.
Well, that sounds good. Is he dead?
No.
Going to die, though, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sick, huh?
Yeah, not really. He has a slightly run-down condition.
Oh, just slightly run down. He's gonna die, that's all.
He's being murdered, Joe.
What? Murdered? You mean, is it going on right now?
Uh-huh.
Right here in this house?
That's right.
Well, who's doing it?
His wife. And the man she's in love with, Farnsworth's confidential secretary.
Whew, nice people you want me to meet. How are they killing him?
They're drowning him in the bathtub.
Holy cow. Well, come on, let's scram out of here. I'm going to keep my nose clean.
Now wait, Joe.
Now look, Mr. Jordan, you don't think I'm crazy enough to change places with a guy who's got a wife like that hanging around. I ain't punch drunk yet.
We have to wait here until I collect him. It's my job.
How can you sit there when there's a guy being killed? Why don't we call the cops?
I'm afraid they wouldn't pay any attention to us, Joe. Even New York's finest can't see or hear us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait. It's all over.
What? You mean he's dead?
Mm-hmm. He's dead.
Oh, Tony?
It's all right, Julia. Now keep calm.
Hey, are those the two that did it?
Mm-hmm. That's Mrs. Farnsworth and the secretary, Tony Abbott.
Gee, to look at her, you wouldn't think, well, she don't look like a murderer, Mr. Jordan.
Just you listen, Joe.
Tony, I'm frightened.
Get a hold of yourself, Julia.
Tony, I don't know what's come over me. I have a feeling I can't shake off. There's something weird, something hanging over us, watching us.
You said it, sister.
Come now, stop it, Julia. Now, what could be more natural? A warm glass of milk, a sleeping tablet or two, and a very tired, dissipated young man unfortunately drowses off in his bath.
I beg your pardon, Mrs. Farnsworth.
Yes, what is it?
A Miss Betty Logan is here. She wants to see Mr. Farnsworth.
Send her away.
Don't be silly, Julia. Ask Miss Logan to come in, Sisk.
Very good, sir.
I can't talk to her now, Tony.
Of course you can. Just be sympathetic. I'll be in the study. If she gets difficult, bring her in to me.
Hey, who's this Logan? Somebody else mixed up in the murder?
You judge for yourself, Joe.
Miss Logan.
How do you do, Miss Logan? I'm Mrs. Farnsworth.
May I see Mr. Farnsworth, please? I've got to see him.
Why, yes. He'll be right down.
Oh, he'll be right down. She knows he's dead.
Mrs. Farnsworth, my father's been arrested.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
Mrs. Farnsworth, this will kill him. He's not guilty of anything.
It was about some worthless securities he sold, wasn't it?
That Mr. Farnsworth sold under my father's name.
Really? And what do you expect Mr. Farnsworth to do?
I don't know, but he can't send an innocent man to jail.
Well, I don't know about these things. Mr. Abbott has all the facts in the case, and he's in the study. Would you care to see him?
Yes, if I could, please.
Just come right in.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Jordan, that Logan girl. Oh, boy, I've never seen anything as beautiful as that, not even in heaven.
She is pretty, isn't she?
Yeah, she's in a tough spot. She's got a lot of courage to come here alone to fight for her father.
She worships him.
Yeah, well, she's no match for those buzzards, but she needs help. You better go to work.
Farnsworth is the only one who can help her, Joe.
But he's dead.
Yeah, but you can be Farnsworth.
Huh? Well, what do you mean? I don't get it.
It's quite simple.
You mean you want me to be Farnsworth? And a swell girl like that hate me?
But you'll make a very different Farnsworth, Joe. Spiritually, there will be no change in you.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't be myself. A guy's no good if he isn't himself.
Oh, Joe, you'll always be yourself. You'd merely be using Farnsworth's physical covering. Like putting on a new overcoat.
Yeah? It better be a pretty good overcoat. It's gonna last me 50 years.
But inside that coat, you'll still be Joe Pendleton, thinking, acting, and feeling.
Yeah, but that run-down overcoat, that playboy Farnsworth, I'd have to give up everything. the crack of the title, and... No. No, I couldn't do it, Mr. Jordan. I'd like to help you, but not that way.
Oh, Sisk?
Yes, Mr. Abbott?
Would you tell Mr. Farnsworth that Miss Logan is here to see him?
Yes, sir.
Now, what's the idea? That guy Abbott knows Farnsworth is dead.
Very convenient, the butler discovering the body. You haven't much time to decide, Joe.
Don't rush me. I gotta do some figuring.
Make up your mind, Joe.
Well, now look. What if I did it only temporary? Supposing I was Farnsworth just for a little while, until after I helped that kid out. Could I do that?
If you wish it.
All right. And after you get me out of Farnsworth's body, you have to get me a body that'll suit me. Is that clear?
Quite.
Okay, it's a deal. Well, come on, Mr. Jordan. We've gotta hurry. Hey, look at me, Mr. Jordan. I'm all wet. I'm soaking wet.
Well, you just got out of the bath, Joe. That's where Farnsworth was.
Yeah. Well, where's Farnsworth now?
You're Farnsworth.
What? Wait, you can't get away with this. Mr. Jordan, I still feel like me. I still sound like me.
Inwardly, you haven't changed, Joe. Outwardly, you're Bruce Farnsworth. And that's what they'll see and hear.
Mr. Farnsworth, are you in there?
Answer him, Joe.
Answer him? What, you mean people can hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he knows that other guy's voice.
That is exactly what he'll hear. To everyone else, you'll seem to be talking like Bruce Farnsworth.
Mr. Farnsworth, is anything wrong? Please answer me, sir.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, okay. I'll be out in a minute.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
There. Now, what he heard was the voice of Farnsworth.
Yeah? It was, huh?
And when you open that door, what he sees will be Farnsworth. You try it.
Okay, here goes.
Excuse me, Mr. Farnsworth, but there's a Miss Logan.
What'd you call me?
Why, Mr. Farnsworth.
Go on.
A Miss Logan here to see you, sir.
Yeah, I know.
I beg your pardon, sir.
I mean, I'll go right down. He never batted an eye, Mr. Jordan.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Remember, Joe, people can hear you now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Forgot what, sir?
I was only thinking. Well, Mr. Jordan, you mean they still can't see or hear you?
No, Joe.
Who can't see or hear whom, sir?
Nobody. Beat it, will you? I'll be right down.
Very good, sir.
Isn't that amazing? Mr. Farnsworth, he called me, looking right at me. How do you do it, Mr. Jordan?
Well, if there were no mystery left to explore, Joe, life would get rather dull, wouldn't it? Now to the library, and I think you're going to be something of a surprise down there.
My husband's taking rather long, isn't he?
Yes, very long.
Well, perhaps he won't come down at all.
Julia.
So why don't you go, Miss Logan? There's no help for you. Your father's in jail.
Hello? Somebody want me?
Mr. Farnsworth!
Bruce, what are you?
Hello, Miss Logan. I'm glad to see you.
Mr. Farnsworth, I'd like to speak to you privately.
Yeah, sure. Why not? How about outside?
Bruce, you. Well,
what's the matter?
Nothing. I just...
Hey, Abbott, Mrs. Farnsworth looks a little pale around the gills. She looks like she's gonna... Oh, she did. Well, pick her up. This way, Miss Logan. Well, sit down, Miss Logan. What's on your mind?
Mr. Farnsworth, just one thing. I want you to get my father out of jail.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's in jail, isn't he?
As if you didn't know you put him there.
Well, Farnsworth did. I mean, you see, I'm not... Well, you know how it goes. Now, for instance, if you want to change overcoats...
This is hardly a time for jokes.
Oh, I'm not joking, Miss Logan.
Then admit it. You did put my father in jail.
Well, all right, I did. But I didn't have anything to do with it.
You're just trying to put me off. You're trying to make a fool out of me. You think you can laugh me out of here as if I were a child.
Now, look, your father's going to be all right, Miss Logan.
Another Farnsworth trick. They told me there was no use talking to you.
Oh, please, now, listen.
I'd heard you were cruel, but to play with people like this, torture them, you're horrible. Horrible!
Wait, Miss Logan, I'll help your father out. I'll listen.
She's a high-spirited girl, Joe.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Mr. Jordan?
I was sitting right there.
Yeah, well, I certainly fixed it, didn't I? She likes me a lot.
She will in time.
Ah, go on. I'm poison to her. Mr. Jordan, this won't work. You better get me out of this overcoat. Let's get moving.
She is wonderful, though, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Boy, I'd give my right arm if I could help her.
You promised you would, didn't you? You can't very well move on until you've made good.
Yeah, but there's no use. I don't even know what to do.
Bruce Farnsworth can do anything he wishes. Well, I have to be leaving you now, Joe.
Huh? What?
My work's piling up. I'll have to get back.
Yeah, but you can't leave me holding the bag in a mess like this.
I'll be back whenever you need me. So long, Joe.
But Mr. Jordan? Mr. Jordan? Hey, don't go walking through walls on me. Hey, where are you? Mr. Jordan? Mr. Jordan? Holy cow.
In just a moment, we will return to our story. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Say, Mr. Jones, you look stressed.
I am. I can't figure out what to cook for dinner. The kids are away at a sleepover, and my wife, Betty Lou, had to stay late at work.
Well, that's easy. Try cock-a-doodle-doo stew just for you.
Cock-a-doodle-doo stew?
That's right. With all the vitamins and minerals you'd expect in a can of soup, along with a whopping 3 servings of vegetables and poultry, cock-a-doodle-doo stew is just the thing.
That sounds great. What about those busy nights when the whole family is home?
No problem. We've got you covered. You can have the entire family over with cock-a-doodle-doo stew for the whole crew. Your wife, Betty Lou, daughter, Sue, doesn't matter who. With cock-a-doodle-doo stew, just follow step 1 and step 2, and that's all you need to do. There's even a smaller size for those romantic dinners at home with just you and Betty Lou. Cock-a-doodle-doo stew for 2.
Wow, I can't wait to serve cock-a-doodle-doo stew to my crew, thanks to you.
You're welcome. Just like Mr. Jones, you too can enjoy cock-a-doodle-doo stew for 2. Find it in your grocer's soup aisle. It's tried and true. The label is blue. It's cock-a-doodle-doo stew for you.
The spirit of Joe Pendleton is encased in the body of Bruce Farnsworth. And Joe is finding the situation very annoying. He's discovered that Bruce Farnsworth is, or was, a first-class crook and all-around cad. Only the presence of his beloved saxophone makes Joe's existence bearable.
You, sent for me, Mr. Farnsworth?
Yeah. What are you looking at, Abbott?
Well, I didn't know you played saxophone.
No? Well, a lot of people don't know it. You get used to it after a while. Now let's get down to business. I've been thinking over this Logan affair, and it don't sound so good. I want to get Mr. Logan out of jail.
With fraud pinned on him like this?
Well, who pinned it on him?
Well, we did, naturally.
That's what I thought. So let's unpin it.
Mr. Farnsworth, you realize you'll have to buy back every share of that worthless stock. It's impossible.
Well, who's got it?
Small investors all over the country.
Oh, small investors, huh? Nice work. Give them back every cent they paid for it.
That will take millions of dollars.
Have I got it?
Of course, but...
All right, let's do it.
Don't you feel you ought to think this over first?
I have thought it over. And get this. You and I are going to tangle plenty from now on if you don't watch your step. So don't try any funny business. And stay out of my bathroom.
Paper, paper! Farnsworth clears Logan in securities fraud. Logan released from jail. Money paid back to investors. Paper, paper!
Oh, Mr. Jordan? Hey, Mr. Jordan? Mr. Jordan?
Here I am, Joe.
Ah, hello, Mr. Jordan. You're just the man I needed.
I told you I'd come if you needed me.
How are you, Mr. Pendleton?
Oh, you too, huh? What do you want? I didn't ask for you.
Oh, really, Mr. Pendleton?
It's all right, Joe. She came with me. What's the trouble?
Look at this in the paper. That's what's the trouble.
You mean about giving the money back to the investors?
Oh, no, not that. On the sporting page. Listen, Murdoch to fight Champ. Mr. Jordan, they can't do this to me. They're trying to cheat me out of the title. This is what comes from fooling around with this temporary Farnsworth business. Now look at the spot I'm in.
You're in no spot whatsoever, Mr. Pendleton.
Why don't you keep out of this?
I knew perfectly well that you would have another body.
Well, what have you done about it?
Just scouring the world for it, that's all. And may I say, I found it.
What have you found?
A superb specimen. A strapping fellow in Australia who will soon be available. A motor accident.
Yeah? Well, what's his weight?
192 pounds.
Well, that's good. What's his reach?
About 78 inches.
Not bad. What about his waist, chest, and forearm?
Oh, good heavens, what difference does that make? He's got a waist, a chest, and a forearm. What more do you want?
I want to know. That's what I want. While you're fumbling around, the championship's getting away from me.
Well, it won't get very far. We have found out that you are actually intended to be the next world's champion.
What? Is that a fact?
Yes, Joe.
How do you know?
Nothing can prevent it.
I knew it. I told you. Well, come on, what are we waiting for? Let's take a look at this Australian fella.
Mr. Farnsworth, sir.
Oh, it's the butler. Hey, duck, you guys. Beat it.
We don't have to duck, Joe.
They can't see us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Why can't I remember that?
Mr. Farnsworth.
Yeah? What?
Miss Logan is here, sir.
Oh, Miss Logan? Bring her in. Never mind. I'll get her myself.
Yes, sir.
Oh, is this delay necessary, Mr. Jordan?
Yes, and very interesting.
Hello, Miss Logan. Come right in here. Sit down. Can I get you something? Coffee or something?
No. I just wanted to tell you my father's home. Thank you.
Oh, that's fine. Fine. Sit down.
It was a wonderful thing you did, not only for my father, I mean, but to give that money back to all those people.
Well, as a matter of fact, that was the only thing to do, wasn't it?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I keep on staring at you like this.
Oh, that's okay. I'm doing a little staring myself.
I'm all mixed up. When I came to see you that night, when I was trying to hate you the most, I couldn't deny there was something warm and friendly, gentle in the way you smiled.
Oh, there was, huh? Gee, well, that's wonderful.
How long does this drivel go on?
A little patience, please.
You know what I told my father this was? A miracle.
A miracle? Why?
Well, that a man like Bruce Farnsworth could have a real feeling for the happiness of others.
Well, now, that's as good a way to go through life as any other, isn't it?
Yes, that's all I meant, except when you find that in somebody, it's a great discovery. I guess that's why I keep on staring at you. I can't help it. It's something in your eyes and what's behind them that I keep trying to see. That sounds silly, doesn't it?
No, I know what you mean. When you make a discovery like that, it's pretty important, isn't it? I mean, it's more important than what two people look like, or who they are, or anything else.
Of course.
Yeah. And even if he was, well, it wouldn't make any difference what he was. The other thing is all that matters.
That's how it ought to be. I have to go now. Goodbye.
Will I see you again?
Yes, of course. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Gee.
Thank goodness she's gone.
Well, Mr. Jordan, did you hear what she said? She was looking at me. Joe. She likes me. Me.
Oh, really, sir? We have to get moving.
Yes. Ready, Joe?
Huh? What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that Australian guy.
If you recall, yes.
Well, now, wait a minute. I can't do that now.
Why not?
Well, don't you see, Mr. Jordan? She likes me the way I am. Now, if I go running off to Australia and pull a switch just when I get her used to this Farnsworth, I might lose her.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah. Now look, Mr. Jordan, this Farnsworth was about my age. He had a pretty good body once. You said he played polo. Well, why couldn't I build him up, physically, like I did me?
Why not?
Yeah. Exercise, plain food, plenty of fresh air.
I'm sure you do wonders with him.
Certainly, but what I know about fighting, of course I could. I could get that body in the pink in no time at all and lick Murdoch with it. Then I got the title, and I got her, too.
Mr. Pendleton, is this final?
Now you bet it's final. I'm getting Max Corkle in here tomorrow to help me train, but I'm going to stay like I am, as Farnsworth.
Mr. Farnsworth.
Don't bother me while I'm punching the bag. I told you that before.
But Mr. Farnsworth, Mr. Corkle is here.
Corkle? Max Corkle?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, where is he? Hey, Corkle, come on in.
Excuse me, but,
Hello, Corkle. Right in here.
Thanks. I got a telegram.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hey, you, Sisk, outside.
Very good, sir.
Max, you old son of a gun. I'm glad to see you.
Do you know me?
Why, certainly I know you, you dumb box. Now, take a good look, Max. Do you know me?
Sure. Everybody knows you, Mr. Farnsworth.
What's the matter with your eyes, you big sap? I'm not Mr. Farnsworth. I'm Joe Pendleton. You're Joe.
You're nuts, Mr. Farnsworth. Get me out of here!
Wait a minute, Max. Wait. Now look, Max. I know I don't look like Joe, but I'm him just the same. And it's your fault.
My fault?
Yeah. Yeah, if you hadn't been in such a hurry to cremate me, I wouldn't be in the jam I'm in now.
I cremated you?
Well, didn't you?
Take it easy, will you, Mr. Farnsworth? It's been kind of hot today, ain't it? I better go.
Oh, no, you don't, Max. Now listen, you remember the time I went up in a plane? Well, something went fluey, and one of those gals who goes around collecting people, well, she pulled a goof. She grabbed me off before my time, and while I'm arguing with her whether I'm dead or not, you cremate me. Well, then they got to make good. They got to get me another body. You get it?
Sure. Then everything's fine, ain't it? And all you need now is a doctor. The best one. Maybe a specialist.
Now listen to me.
I'm a very busy man, Mr. Farnsworth.
The body they give me belongs to this other guy. They drowned him in the bathtub, pushed him underneath the water.
Help!
Keep quiet, Max.
Having trouble, Joe?
Yeah, Mr. Jordan. Gee, I certainly am glad you showed up. Max, this is Mr. Jordan.
Is there somebody here with us?
Yeah, Mr. Jordan.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Jordan. Where is he?
Ah, I forgot. You can't see him and you can't hear him.
Oh, maybe if I had a good stiff drink.
You can't see him because you're not dead yet.
Oh, well, I guess you two fellas have got a lot of business to talk over, so I'll be moseying along.
Come here, Max. Come here and sit down. Mr. Jordan, I've got to get this through to him. Make him understand, will you?
You can do it yourself, Joe. Try it.
Oh, I can, huh? Well, all right. Now listen, Max. Now, how would I know about Joe if I wasn't Joe? And listen to this. You got 40% of me.
Yeah? Since when did you give me that?
Since that time in Astoria when you saw me put away Butcher Boy McKenzie. Don't you remember you said I had color? You said I was what they wanted? Look, how's your sister Rosie and her three kids? And have the twins gotten over the measles yet?
Hey, who are you anyway?
I'm Joe. You're Joe. This is Farnsworth's body because you burned mine, you big stiff. Hey, wait a minute. Wait. Sit there. Look, I'll prove it to you. Now, do you remember this? My saxophone?
Hey, that's Joe's. I give it to him. Where'd you get it?
It's my sax, I tell you. Wait, here. I'll play your favorite tune for you. Now listen.
You always hit that note somehow. Joe, it's you! It's Joe!
Max, don't faint.
You're talking Joe! Joe!
Max, snap out of it. Take a deep breath, Max. Come on, fella. Hey, breathe, Max. Max, breathe. That's a boy. Now, you feel better, Max?
Yeah. You sure this ain't a hangover from last night? You really are Joe?
Listen, Max. Inside, I'm Joe. Outside, I'm Farnsworth.
Yeah. Hey, is your pal still around?
Yeah, he's right there.
He is, huh? Maybe I'm somebody else, too. Ask him. No, don't. If I'm somebody else's body, I don't want to know about it.
Max, I want to tell you why I sent for you. They're talking about matching K.O. Murdoch with Gilbert.
Yeah?
Well, who did Murdoch have to fight before he got a crack at Gilbert's title?
Joe! I mean, you.
All right. I want you to fix it for me to fight Murdoch.
You're crazy. K.O. never fights Farnsworth.
Tell him what the registrar discovered, Joe.
Yeah, that's right.
Is he talking again?
Yeah. Max, I'm going to let you in on something. I'm the next champ. It's in the book. Nothing can change it.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said, and he knows.
Will he insure any bets?
Max, I'm telling you what you got to do.
Yeah, but Farnsworth, the banker?
Now, you go see Lefty, KO's manager. Offer him money, any amount.
Well, like what?
What'll it take?
I don't know. 25 grand at least.
Okay, I'll send you a check this afternoon. But go down there and sew up that Murdoch fight.
Okay. Hey, Joe, is your friend still here?
Sure.
Oh, I am pleased to have met you, Mr. Jordan. Could I drop you off somewheres? No, come to think of it, I ain't going your way, am I?
Well, I wish you didn't have to go yet. I'd like to just sit and talk a while.
I'm afraid I can't. I told my father I'd be home. It's getting very late.
Yeah, I guess it is. Well, I'll have Abbott take care of those papers in the morning. Don't you worry about it.
Thank you. Well, the car's waiting outside.
Yeah. You know, I could stand here and look at you all night. I mean, I never saw you done up like this before. You look wonderful. Say, look at me. Do you see anything? Any difference?
Now, let's see.
Healthier, maybe?
You look very well.
Sort of in the pink?
Yes, almost. think?
There you are. I've been exercising.
Really?
Yeah, I mean exercising. Sparring around, punching the bag, plenty of rope work, lots of sleep. Training, you might even call it.
Why on earth would you be training?
Well, that's the point. Look, did you ever box? No, of course you didn't. But I used to. I liked it a lot, too. I thought I'd like to get back in shape again.
What for?
Well, I thought I might like to do some fighting. Some real fighting, right in the ring.
Oh, you're joking.
I'm not bad, you know.
Bruce, you must stop this exercising. It's going to your head.
Yeah, but listen, I...
Good night, Bruce.
No, I'm serious about this. You see,
Can I see you, Mr. Pendleton? It's very important.
Yeah, sure.
What's the matter, Bruce? What are you staring at?
Huh? Oh, excuse me a minute, will you? I'll be right back. Now, what do you want? I thought I saw the last of you.
Oh, I've got some very distressing news, Mr. Pendleton. You can't use Farnsworth's body anymore.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
You're crazy. Mr. Jordan told me I was going to be champ.
But not with Farnsworth's body.
Why not?
It wasn't meant to be that way.
Why not?
Don't keep saying why not. Mr. Pendleton, you haven't much more time to stay in Farnsworth.
Go on. I'm not even listening. Mr. Jordan says it's okay, and that's the way it's going to be.
I'm afraid not, Mr. Pendleton.
Now, you wait. Come back here. Listen.
Bruce?
Huh? Oh.
Bruce, I really must leave.
Sorry to keep you waiting. I'll take you to your car. Come on, Betty.
Bruce, has something happened?
No.
Bruce, what's troubling you?
Oh, nothing. Look, you just gotta believe one thing. We got a great life ahead, you and me, and nobody can take that away from us.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I'm trying to memorize your face. I'm trying to memorize everything about you, so no matter what happens, I won't forget you.
What might happen?
No, don't be scared. Just look at me. You wouldn't forget me either, would you?
No, never.
Of course you wouldn't. But if something did happen, I mean, the thing you said you saw in me, something in my eyes. Well, if someday somebody came up to you, he might even be a fighter, and acted like he'd seen you someplace before, you'd notice the same thing in him. Even if you thought you did, you'd give him a break because he might be a good guy.
I don't understand, Bruce.
Oh, I'm just crazy. Don't mind me. Well, I never want to lose you, that's all. And I'm never going to. Betty, can I kiss you?
Oh, yes, Bruce.
Hello, Joe.
I thought you'd be here, Mr. Jordan. Look, it isn't true, is it? About giving up Farnsworth? You're not going to ask me to do that now, are you?
It's not up to me, my boy.
But why? We got everything going great. You told me I was going to be champ.
You will be, but on another road.
But why not as Farnsworth? I've got his body in the pink. Why not as Farnsworth?
Because it wasn't meant to be that way.
Well, that's no answer.
On the contrary, it's the perfect answer.
Yeah, but look, Mr. Jordan, there's Betty. I love her, and she loves me as Farnsworth. You can't ask me to give her up and forget her now.
No, if that was meant to be, it will be.
Don't talk like that. I can't switch now. Listen, Mr. Jordan, just let me get through this fight and work it out somehow with Betty. Give me a little time.
There's only a little time left, Joe.
All right. Then I say no. You're not going to play tricks on my life again. I'm going to stay like I am.
You can't change the course of your destiny.
We'll see about that. You think you can get me loose from Farnsworth? You go ahead and try it.
I can't stop it, Joe. Farnsworth is going to die.
What? You're crazy.
He's going to be killed, Joe.
What are you talking about?
He's going to be shot by Abbott. There's no mistake this time.
Hey! Farnsworth!
Mr. Jordan. Mr. Jordan.
Don't fight, Joe. Leave Farnsworth.
This is it, huh? And Farnsworth? What's going to happen to him now?
Just earthly remains for them to dispose of.
Yeah, but me, Mr. Jordan? Me, Joe Pendleton.
Why, you and I will be moving again, Joe, and searching.
Oh, Mr. Jordan, why couldn't you have given me just a little time? Don't you see? I'll lose her now. Betty.
Don't fight, Joe. Leave Farnsworth. Joe, leave Farnsworth.
When it comes to serving easy, delicious meals to your family, make sure you serve them the tried and true with a label that's blue, cock-a-doodle-doo stew. Even a boxer like Joe Pendleton knows that in order to get your body in boxing shape, nutrition is almost as important as working out. Isn't that right, Joe?
That's right. When I'm in the pink, I trust the label that's blue. Cock-a-doodle-doo stew gives me the energy I need to get through even the toughest of workouts. With all the vitamins and minerals a body needs, whether it's my body or whichever one I'm using at the time, cock-a-doodle-doo stew is just the ticket.
Go get yours today. In your grocer's soup aisle, it's tried and true. The label is blue. It's cock-a-doodle-doo stew for you.
Joe Pendleton's spirit is roaming the world again, this time without a body. For Farnsworth has been killed and his remains hidden. It is the night of the Murdoch fight. Joe and Mr. Jordan walk slowly along the street in front of the arena.
Quite a crowd in there, Joe. Would you like to see the part of the fight?
No. What for? That ought to be me fighting in there, not Murdoch.
Just as you like. We can hear it on the radio at the cigar store down there.
Read all about it. Farnsworth's disappearance still unsolved. Police question principals.
Hey, you hear that, Mr. Jordan? They haven't found Farnsworth yet. Where is he now?
In the basement refrigerator. Tony Abbott and Julia got rid of him.
In the refrigerator? Nice guy, that Abbott.
The fight, Joe. Want to listen to it?
Okay, sure.
Murdoch throws a right to Gilbert's body, and a left to the head, and another right to the body. Murdoch is crowding Gilbert in the ropes. Oh! There's a left to the chin, another right, another left, and now they go into a clinch.
That Murdoch's a great fighter, Joe, and you know it. In your heart, you'd even like to be like him.
Who, me?
Now they're out of it, and another right to the head. Gilbert swings wild, and Murdoch! Murdoch staggers. All of a sudden, Murdoch's quit. I don't get it. Gilbert didn't even touch him, and that wild punch only grazed the side of Murdoch's head, and he's staggering.
Well, I don't believe it. Murdoch was going like a buzzsaw. Why should he quit?
He was shot, Joe.
Shot?
By gamblers from the ringside, because he wouldn't throw the fight.
But they shot him? Murdoch, one of the cleanest guys in the game?
Murdoch's down. He's finally down.
He's dead, Joe.
Dead?
He's down, flat on his face. The referee is trying to get Gilbert to a neutral corner.
I wish I could finish that fight.
You can, Joe.
You mean I can take Murdoch's place?
We've just got time to make it. Come on, Joe.
Seven! Eight!
Nine! He's up to the count of nine. Murdoch is up. Oh, what a fight! One man lying down, look at that man, and now on his feet like a dynamo. It's amazing. Now he lets go with the triple right and a left and another right. Now Gilbert's down. The referee is counting. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Gilbert's out! And Murdoch is the new champion! Ladies and gentlemen, this fight will go down in history as one of the most sensational encounters of all time. It's... Hey, wait. Wait a minute. What's that thing Murdoch is taking off the ring post in his corner? A saxophone? I didn't notice that before. A saxophone!
Come on now. Outside. Everybody outside. Champ's gotta take a rest.
Let me see him. I gotta see Murdoch.
What do you want here, Corkle? Beat it.
No, you don't. Let go of him, Lefty.
What's Corkle got to do with you?
Plenty. And you get out of here, Lefty. You and the rest of them. Now get out.
Where do you get that way? I'm your manager.
Yeah, and a fine, crooked manager you turned out to be. Now get out before I throw you out.
You must be nuts.
Hello, Max.
Listen, there's just one thing I want to know, Murdoch. I was listening to this fight, and the guy said you had a saxophone. Where is it?
Right here.
That's it? Where'd you get it? That's Joe Pendleton's sax. He always had it in the ring with him.
Max, don't you know me?
Joe!
Joe Pendleton!
Joe!
Max, don't faint. Don't faint.
No. I'm all right. What are you doing in Murdoch's body?
Oh, I just took Murdoch's body to help him out. He was shot. Look at a hole in his chest.
Joe, what kind of body is this to pick up? I better get a doctor.
No, it's nothing.
You see, with a bullet in you? Hey, Joe, what about Farnsworth? Where is he?
Oh, he's dead, Max. Tony Abbott shot him. Tell the cops to look in the basement icebox.
Oh, boy, they'll hang that Abbott high on a kite.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jordan.
Joe, is he here again?
Yeah. Max, would you mind waiting outside a minute? Go call the cops, Max, and then get in touch with Betty Logan. I want to see her.
Sure. Well, I am pleased to have met you again, Mr. Jordan.
Well, Mr. Jordan, I'm glad you came here. How did you like the fight?
That was a nice job, Joe. You made Murdoch very happy. He was told how it came out.
He was? Oh, that's swell.
You fought beautifully, Joe. Cleanly, scientifically. This is your niche, Joe. This is where you belong. Where you were meant to be. World champion.
No. Not me. Murdoch is. I don't mind helping him out, Mr. Jordan, but get me out of this.
Joe, remember, I said you wouldn't be cremated.
Yeah?
Nobody is, really. You were meant to be champion. You are. This is your destiny, Joe. You're going to go on being Murdoch.
What? Yeah? But wait a minute. You're forgetting about Betty. What good is anything if I haven't got her?
That's a chance you have to face, Joe. But don't worry. You'll have everything that was ordained for you.
I don't like it, Mr. Jordan.
This is your road, Joe. From now on, you're K.O. Murdoch. And there'll be no more memory of Joseph Pendleton. And everything's going to be all right. Goodbye, Joe.
Oh, wait. Listen.
Goodbye, Joe.
Hey, Joe, I called the cops.
Huh? What do you want in here, Corkle?
Listen, will ya? They found Farnsworth's body, just like you said.
I don't get it. I don't know any Farnsworth.
Now, don't give me any answers like that, Joe. Have you got a fever, Joe? Sure, you got a fever from being shot.
Who was shot?
You was. Look at your chest. You got a hole in... Hey, where is it?
Where's what?
The bullet hole. You showed it to me.
You going crazy? Get out of here.
I'm going around again. It's that guy Jordan. What did he do to you, Joe?
Why do you keep calling me Joe?
Look at me. Take a good look at me. Don't you know me?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, who am I?
Well, don't you know?
Well, I got my doubts. You tell me.
You're Corkle. Max Corkle.
Who are you?
K.O. Murdoch. What's the matter with you?
Do you know Joe Pendleton?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I knew Joe. He was killed in an airplane crash.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a tough break. Nice fella. Strictly on the level, too.
Yeah, he certainly was.
Yeah. I understand you are, too. Hey, how'd you like to manage me, Corkle?
Manage you?
Sure.
Yeah!
Swell. I gotta be running along.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Come on, snap out of it. We're gonna do all right, Max.
Yeah, sure.
Press guys outside?
Nah, they've all went.
Good. So long, Maxie.
So long! So long, Joe.
Sorry, miss. You looking for somebody?
Yes. Mr. Corkle. They said he might be in Mr. Murdoch's dressing room.
Say, don't I know you?
I don't think so.
No, I guess not. I thought for a minute I did. Funny how sometimes you feel you know people.
Yes. Oh, your eye is hurt.
Oh, it's nothing. Just a little swollen.
It's all red.
That doesn't hurt. I'm Murdoch. Ralph Murdoch. And you're?
Betty. Betty Logan.
Hello.
How do you do?
I'm glad to know you. Are you interested in a fight game?
I knew a man who was.
Do I know him?
Bruce Farnsworth. He was killed.
Oh, I'm sorry. But was he a friend of yours?
I loved him.
Oh, that's tough.
Yes, I know. Maybe it was the kindest thing. He was so troubled. I don't seem to feel...
Wait, what did you do that for? You touched my face.
Your bandage was loose. I didn't mean to.
It felt kind of good. You know, you were looking at me just now. Kind of looking right through my eyes.
What's that?
Oh, don't be scared. They just turned the lights out for a second. Just a warning. Everybody out.
Oh.
You know, in the darkness, your voice sounded like I'd heard it someplace before. I couldn't remember where. You didn't feel that, did you?
Well, yes. I felt I was standing high up, looking out over the sea, and someone was swimming toward me, shouting something. Something I'd felt I'd heard long ago.
Yeah. I said don't be scared.
Oh, did you? People are always thinking they knew someone before in another existence.
You know, I had a feeling all night I was in a hurry to meet someone I knew. Hey, there's a little place around the corner, a swell little place called Mike's, where I go after the fights. You wouldn't want to... No, I guess you wouldn't want to tonight, feeling the way you do about him. I guess not, huh?
What was that he said? If I were to meet a fighter, I was to... I'd love to go with you, Mr. Murdoch.
Okay, swell.
So So long, champ.
Here comes Mr. Jordan, originally aired on the Lux Radio Theater on CBS on January 26, 1942. The voices and sound effects artists for tonight's show were Harry Caulfield, Bob Dutton, Molly Greenspan, Jack Mooney, James Nygren, Don Pulaski, Hannah Pulaski, Morgan Riley, and Woody Scott. Sound effects manager was Dan Sands. Musical accompaniment was composed by Jim Westland and provided by Ann Carr Regan and Jordan Ingram. Our sound engineer was Devin Langston. The show is produced by Aaron Perry and directed by Joey Bishop. On the Air Radio Players is sponsored by the County of Henrico Division of Recreation and Parks. This show will be made available for download on our website, www.otarp.com, along with past productions. On behalf of the On the Air Radio Players, this has been Morgan Riley wishing you good night and happy listening.